member of the Tuesday Club. I don't even know what Tony Adams is doing there, galloping in isolation towards the North Bank. I'm not sure he does either, but there he is, my good mate Tone, taking a touch on his hip. He has played about a million games and never done that before. Just him and the keeper now. The ball sits up beautifully and he rifles a left foot half volley across the goalie and into the far corner. The North Bank goes up. I've known him half my life and didn't even think he could kick with his left foot, but some things are meant to be. He turns, stands there and closes his eyes with a great big smile on his face. He's been sober coming up for 2 years. In a few seconds, he'll be mobbed by the lads, Righty and Ray, Dennis and Baldy. But before they get to him, that moment, the stillness with his arms spread wide, eyes shut, beaming, is iconic. It ought to be a poster. It's the purest image of recovery I know. Mine's a bit different. I first confronted my addictions 18 months before Tone. He was inspired in some ways by me, as he'd tell you himself, when he acknowledged he too was an alcoholic. But my recovery, like my addictions, has been messier. I've had long spells of being sober, managed to resist the compulsion to gamble for periods of various lengths, and have gone nearly 3 decades without wanting to go anywhere near cocaine, the third addictive illness which brought me to my knees in barely 10 months in 1994. Coke took me to the brink of madness, and I'm certain if I'd carried on that I wouldn't be here now. I've had my moments of serenity, but no picture as public and perfect as Tone's. The birth of my kids, my wedding to Kate, and one or two when I was still a footballer. Especially the night we won promotion at Portsmouth. The most fulfilling season of my career, when I was well enough to enjoy most of it. I'm well now too. I'm the happiest I've ever been in my whole life. And I don't have anything apart from my family and the job I love. I've lost millions and millions of pounds to the bookies. Lost houses, blown my entire pension, and almost destroyed my self-respect. But I've been off the booze for more than 2 years, and not had a bet for a year. The fog in my mind is finally clearing. The longer I'm sober, the more clearly I see and think. An image of my recovery would be more personal and low-key. It would be me struggling but utterly absorbed in putting together a doll's house for my daughter, Sienna. I'm useless at DIY, flat packs and all that. In the past, I would have got someone in to do it for me, or it would have stayed in the box for a year. Not this time. I can't say I'll ever love doing it, but once I'd finished, I had a genuine sense of satisfaction. We hosted a barbecue last summer. Nothing special in that, is there? But it was for me, because at the age of 52, it was something I'd never done before. I was the bloke who went to other people's barbecues. I would have a laugh and a good drink all afternoon and way beyond, knocking back bottle after bottle, long after most people had left, having batted off God knows how many requests from my wife to call it a night. Once I'd started drinking, I didn't know how to stop. Now I'm man in the grill. All I've wanted my entire life is to be normal. Take the kids to the park, sit in the garden, Sunday roast, and be someone my family could rely on. Normality is the ultimate for me, and every day I'm getting there. You may have seen me play for Arsenal and England, Middlesbrough, Aston Villa and Pompey and scoff at the idea that I suffered from crippling anxiety and shyness. I'm made up of a lorry load of contradictions, because playing in front of big, raucous crowds never fazed me. I would never cheat by shirking the opportunity to hit the killer pass. If I saw it, I played it, even if it hadn't come off 5 times before. I've taken a penalty for England in a World Cup shootout, and it never entered my mind to be scared. On the field, I was fine. I was safe. But off it, I never wanted to live inside my own head. My addictions were all about chasing away the doubt and fear of everyday life and altering the way I felt. Drink helped me to be the clown, to have a million faces. I could go into a place and people would never know there was something wrong. There's a bit of an art to that, but it's a dark art and no good for you. You're suppressing all the emotions instead of talking about them. I didn't want to be that person, shitting in Perry Groves' pillowcase or sitting on top of a limo in Washington DC, pissed out of my mind and refusing to come down as the England manager begged me to behave, or trashing Gus Caesar's hotel room and provoking him almost